The Average Network now presents The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, in The Campaign Funding Adventure Number 1. We now join President Bush, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, and Karl Rove in the Oval Office.
Tonight, you have a $2,000 per plate event in Virginia. In the morning, there's a $1,000 per plate breakfast, but that's in the Rose Garden.
It's supposed to rain in the morning.
You'll have an umbrella. No one else will, but you will.
What's on the menu tonight, Donald?
Outdated K rations and generic light beer. Tomorrow morning, everyone's getting an authentic Texas egg and a half pint of Florida orange juice.
Then tomorrow at lunch, you'll be at a $1,000 per plate luncheon at old RFK Stadium.
Grover Norquist is trying to rename it Ronald Reagan Stadium.
Grover tried to get me to rename my ranch Ronald Reagan Ranch. What about that idea of selling L.A. to Mexico?
Vicente Fox got into a bidding war with Steven Spielberg, and they both pulled out. We're trying to get Bill Gates and Rupert Murdoch to bid on it.
The Sultan of Dubai is interested in San Francisco.
Nah, Count Cheney says the whole Bay Area or nothing.
Arr! Mr. President, ye've a visitor, sir. It be Mr. Ridge, it do. Ah, what's that?
That's my new security robot, Long John Security. Let him in, Long John.
Arr, come aboard, laddie buck. Grasp that line there and swing hisself over. Arr, smart as paint he be. Watch out for them sharks, lad. Toho!
Oh, thank you, Long John. Hi, fellas.
Hi, Tom. Where are you going to speak?
A $500 a plate lunch in Emporia, Kansas. Let's see. And a grand a plate dinner in Rapid City. Your secretary asked me to tell you Laura called. She's reading books to school children at $20 per kid, and she wants Carl to see if she can do dinner early and read to kids during, then charge everybody twice.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'll take it up in my briefing with Count Cheney later.
Mr. President, your secretary also wants to know if you're ever going to learn the intercom.
No, I ain't. Too complicated.
It's only 3 buttons, sir.
I don't care. Got to do speeches and raise money. Don, what you up to?
I'm addressing the Veterans of Foreign Movies Convention in Transylvania. It's 5 G's a plate. Blutwurst and Bloody Marys.
Count Cheney's doing some rituals.
Oh, all he ever gets is power. We want money.
Dar, Squire darling.
What you want, Long John? We's getting rich.
Dar, just what I come for, Your Highness. The lads and I in security were feeling a mite itchy, as it were, you see.
Well, it's not fleas. You guys are machines.
Smart as paint ye be, Squire, I say, fair enough. Tain't the sort of itchy twere my meaning it weren't, Your Worship. The lads and I, we snuck out to sea, being itchy for the feel of the salt spray we was. In the full of the moon, we did come upon a cruise ship, the SS Panamar, it were, and we raided her.
You done what?
Arr, we couldn't help ourselves, Squire. It come over us like a plague. But we come away right well off, and we're donating $4,822,534.28 for your cause, we done.
Huh. Piracy, huh?
I'll discuss it with Count Cheney.
I think he'll like it.
Well, that's good. Hey, look, I got me 6 free hours here next week. Why ain't I making money then?
Oh, that's your anniversary. We thought you should spend a couple of hours with your wife.
Hell no. If both of us are speaking, that's $4 million.
Well, at least we found something you like to do.
Well, I like to watch cartoons with Ashcroft.
Yes, we know that.
The Average Network has brought you episode 1 of the Campaign Funding Adventure starring Huck Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. This episode was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young. In this episode, the late Robert Newton was featured as Long John Security. The late Dwight Fry appeared as Donald Rumsfeld. George is portrayed by Leighton Pummel. Carl Rove is portrayed by Gascoigne Cooley. And Tom Ridge is a small-mouthed bass. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network. If you don't stay tuned, you might miss something important. The Average Network is pleased to present part two of the ongoing campaign funding saga starring Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. We join President Bush, Attorney General Ashcroft, Homeland Insecurity Secretary Ridge, Chief of Staff Carl Rove, and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld in the Oval Office.
Jerry Bremer isn't having any more luck in Baghdad than Jay did. It's crazy. There are 8 million people with 8 million opinions. Most of them have guns. They can't agree on anything. There's garbage and open sewers on almost every street. On the better side, there are rats everywhere.
Huh, sounds sort of like the State House in Austin. And I don't want to hear about you and your rats, Don.
Oh, Mr. President. Iced rat on a warm evening is a real treat. What are we going to do about Baghdad?
Hey, we'll figure something out. I don't know why we just don't hang a few of them, by gobs.
Ashcroft, we can't hang people for disagreeing. I could. That's why we gotta pass Patriot 2. You're Homeland Security, you ought to know that.
Under the new Patriot Act, Count Cheney and I will be able to continue our weird experiments on terrorists.
Donald, I still don't know why you put Tariq Aziz's head on that beagle.
It fit.
Why the hell with this stuff? Let's talk about money.
But Iraq, Mr. President.
Donald, our oil is starting to flow. Nothing else matters. Now, George, tomorrow you get to address the United Toxic Waste Haulers board meeting dinner at $1,500 a plate. That's for lunch. Then in the evening you do the Committee to Arm Everyone supper. That's $2,000 a plate.
Them gun nuts always got bread. Ain't I doing anything today? We gotta get all the money we can.
You and me's doing a doubleheader day after tomorrow. It's the Government Executioner's annual awards dinner. I'm getting a plaque for helping spread the hangman's doctrine, by gobs.
About time, John. Hey, I got two of them things when I was governor. They don't pay real good, though.
Nope, they don't. But there's a lot more of them since I took office, so that grand a plate looks better all the time.
And later today, sir, you and I are attending the National Vigilante Society Convention. That's $1,000 a plate apiece. Plus, we'll get $25 a pop for autographs, and we can use our new autograph machines. Neat. Only one today? You're slipping, Carl.
George, you have to run the country sometimes, or at least look like you might.
If we finish early, the Jetsons is on later.
Man, money and cartoons. What else do you need in this life?
Pie. Pie and rub of the brush.
Later this week, sir, you and Laura meet in Denver at Coors Field and read The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
That's my favorite book.
Yes, sir. To 40,000 kids at $20 a towhead, the parents will have to attend a Toby Keith concert at $120 per ticket. Two shows, of course. Plus, we get 50% of the concessions.
So the more beer we sell, the better, huh?
George, we can't sell beer to children.
There's a pretty good profit margin on watered beer, Carl. Learned that running the Texas Astros.
Rangers, George. Texas Rangers. Well, we'll look into it. Do you remember why we need all this money, George?
Sure. If in we get all the money in the country, the Democrats won't be able to run against us at all.
That's why we keep conning more Democrats to run against us, by gobs. So far, Joe Lieberman's raised the most against us, $97.34.
Correction, John. One of his nephews gave him $180 of his bar mitzvah money.
I'll get the FBI to shake the little brat down. He's probably got more. And that's my ruling.
Will President Jr. actually raise all the money in the world? Will the Republican Party control the universe indefinitely? Will the American people rise up in righteous indignation? Stay tuned to the Average Network and find out. This episode of The Adventures of Huck Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Tonight's cast was impersonated by the Flying Wonder Bars acrobatic team. This is Pablo T-Flies turning off his microphone and going to dinner. Oh, sorry, stay tuned.